This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. European foreign ministers this month are meeting with officials in Cuba to work out a new agreement on trade and investment. What might this mean for Cuba's still tenuous relationship with the United States? Enrique Acevedo is a Miami-based reporter and anchor for Univision. He joins us from time to time here. Thanks for doing this, Enrique.
Thanks for having me, David.
Washington has put a lot of pressure on Latin America and the Europeans over the years to maintain distance with Cuba. How do you think things are changing now?
I think the European Union is doing the right thing, approaching Cuba from a commercial standpoint and trying to normalize relations with the island. On the other hand, you have the U.S. and a policy that's been in place for over 50 years. I'm talking about the embargo.
And, yeah, Enrique, it's 53 years. It's essentially my entire lifetime, and I'm getting old.
I don't think you are, David. But, you know, it's time to reexamine our public opinion and policy towards Cuba because it's not helping Cubans.
Enrique, you spend a lot of time reporting on attitudes toward Cuba from your base in Miami. What are you hearing among Cuban Americans about this?
We're seeing more of a opposition towards the embargo because they feel that this whole idea of Castro having an enemy, a nemesis, and incorporating that into the speech, into their ideology of the revolution, just helps fuel the sentiment against the U.S. in the island and legitimizes, in a way, their revolution or however you want to call it.
But even you yourself point out that there are ongoing human rights violations perpetrated by the Cuban government, and I wouldn't imagine that that people in South Florida would want to completely ignore those.
No, of course not. I think just last week, Latin American leaders met with the Castro brothers in Havana. You had leaders of the region talking about him as the comandante, the commander, and just ignoring those human rights violations and the lack of freedom of speech, the lack of democracy in the island. So you don't want to go towards that extreme, but you do want to have food on the ground in Cuba and start normalizing relations. So once you incorporate Cuba into the international community, you can have more efficient ways of having the Cuban government comply with just basic human rights conditions.
Enrique Acevedo, anchor and reporter at Univision. Always great to hear your voice.
Thank you so much, David.